Hare Krishna, a Swarna Radhika. She's asking, I've read in several places that spiritual master takes on the karma of disciple, but how is he affected when disciples commit offenses? Spiritual master takes on karma. Well, he takes on some of the karma, not necessarily all of the karma. Karma is, devotees become free from karma in different ways. We read that by circumambulating Tulsi Devi, by chanting Hare Krishna, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by associating with sadhus, by taking prasadam, all of these things free us from past sinful reactions. But spiritual master also, acceptance of a disciple, spiritual master also takes some of that sinful reaction. In other words, helps the disciple advance in spiritual life by becoming free from some of those bad habits which obstruct him and the results of previous life's bad habits. Of course, there are different ways this takes place. One way is by, of course, giving instruction. So it's transcendental knowledge. But yes, the spiritual master himself also shoulders some karma. And if you add that some karma up over many disciples, then it can become very dangerous, particularly for those who are not in a transcendental position. If they're not transcendentally situated, then their spiritual lives will be affected. And if they are transcendentally situated, then still, because they're in this material world, they may suffer sickness or disease or something like that. About the question about what about committing offense? Well, when a devotee commits offense, they get a reaction, and an offense is a heavier form of karma. It is more than just a karmic reaction, it becomes a very accentuated version of karmic reaction. So the answer is yes, spiritual master also suffers. In more than one way, for instance, when someone is ill-behaved commits offense to others, to the holy name, and so on, then comes an embarrassment to the spiritual master. It's also a form of suffering. Prabhupada says that a tree is known by its fruits. So if the disciple is like that, then people will think that's what the guru is also like. If a disciple is a chronic offender, and because everyone commits offenses, and so it's the duty of the spiritual master to correct disciples when they make mistakes, that's inadvertently we all commit offenses. But if a spiritual disciple knowingly commits offenses, repeatedly commits offenses, despite being corrected in so many ways, then they become a liability. Bhaktivinoda Thakur advises that the spiritual master may even reject such a person, which means distance themselves from, because they won't be able to digest the results of all that sinful activity, and ultimately they may fall down. Perhaps not because of one disciple, but if it becomes a policy of the guru to hang on to offensive disciples, then accumulating the results of many disciples' offenses may cause, again, that person's fall down. Of course, such is the case, as mentioned, with spiritual masters who are not yet transcendentally situated. And Vaishnavya Kriya Mudra Vigyana Ujjoy, when someone's transcendentally situated, then it's more difficult. You cannot just so easily judge what is their intention or why they're doing something. So then better not try to second guess on that. But nonetheless, that's the principle and policy. So devotees should avoid committing offenses. They should avoid offensive people. And they should be very careful not to cause embarrassment either for Guru or for Krishna. Hare Krishna.